Welcome to Radio Gorgeous and the virtual Radio Gorgeous sofa. We have today the author of The Ugly Truth, Elsie North, Lauren North. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I'm hoping the virtual sofa today is pink because that matches my nails and my book cover.
Absolutely. Pink is Josephine's favorite cover, the progenitor of Radio Gorgeous. So yes, indeed. The sofa is pink. Could you introduce us to The Ugly Truth?
Yes, I certainly can. So The Ugly Truth is a novel about Britain's most famous celebrity, Melanie Lang. She spent two decades of her life in the public eye, and then one day she disappears after her birthday celebrations end in chaos. 4 months later, secret videos emerge of Melanie claiming she's being held prisoner by her father, billionaire business tycoon Sir Peter Lang. But when Peter releases a statement saying that he it's not true and she's being well cared for in a private medical health facility, the nation is thrown into a frenzy of who do you believe? Are you hashtag save Melanie or hashtag help Peter? Netflix commissioned this big documentary and everyone Melanie's ever known suddenly are telling their story of the 20 years of her life in the spotlight. And so it's told exclusively through interviews, transcripts, Twitter, and diary entries. So yes, it's considered to be a book club thriller about fame, power, and the truth behind the headlines.
And it very much reads like a thriller, despite, you know, it's not a classic prose style.
No, there's no chapters, there's no character narrative. So it is just literally Twitter and then an interview and then headlines. Yes, it was so much fun to write.
So it feels very immediate. You know, you
Yes.
are exactly in it, just as you would be in your life following a celebrity story.
Exactly, yes. And that's exactly what I was trying to do. Like I was trying to get in a book that feeling that we have when we're swiping, scrolling and just reading stuff on our phones. I wanted that feeling in a book. So if I've done it, I'm very pleased.
You have done it because it really reminded me of the sort of Johnny Depp, Amber Heard scenario.
Weren't we all addicted with that?
And just the idea, so every aspect of that, that we were so addicted to it, that we were so drawn to it, that everybody felt, I mean, people felt such ownership over the story and their side of the story that they were supporting. Mm-hmm. And that it comes down to, there are two sides to every story, and he said, she said. But with social media, it gets so polarized and so amplified.
It
Tell
does,
me about
yeah.
Some of your feelings about that.
Well, I completely agree. And as you say, everyone feels like they've got an opinion and their opinion, and they're an expert, aren't they? It's like the sofa experts that we see about absolutely every topic now. But it's also that division between what a powerful man is saying versus what a woman is saying as well. And I think that often a man's voice is heard and listened to and believed a lot quicker than a woman's voice. And that was another element of the book that I wanted to get through. You know, when I had the idea for it, it was very much at a time when there was a real tidal wave of Free Britney across the social media. And I tried to capture a little bit of that feeling in the book. I mean, the character Melanie Lang isn't based on Britney Spears, but there are some parallels, I think, to a lot of celebrity stories that I read about for the last 20 years of my life. So I think you can read it like, oh, was that Paris Hilton? And oh, was that Lindsay Lohan? And that kind of thing.
Yes, and also those lives under a microscope. You know, I mean, I think about Carolyn Flack. I mean, just, you can't make a decision in your life. You can't make a mistake. You can't do anything in public that isn't judged. You know, and if you think those, if we all think of sort of the voices in our own heads and judging ourselves, maybe on a night out or looking at images of ourselves, and then have that expanded a bajillion times.
100%. Yeah, it's so hard, especially with what I don't think it's very easy to appreciate, but the paparazzi trying to get that one shot that they can sell of a celebrity. And the shot that's going to sell the most, the money shot it's called, is the one where they're looking terrible, they're crying, they're upset, they're arguing with someone. But just imagine how upset and frustrated you're going to be if you can't even get to your car because you just wanted to pop to the shops and suddenly there's 20 people surrounding you. So it's very easy to see why there are so many celebrity photos of people looking a bit upset. And what is the story behind that? Did they really have a fight with someone, or are they just frustrated because they can't buy the toilet roll that they need to buy because they are still actually a human being like the rest of us? So I find it really fascinating, and I absolutely love celebrity stories the same as you. I'm addicted to the next person, but it is interesting that the magazines only really exist because we as a society feed that desire, and we put these celebrities on this pedestal, especially women, and then we almost throw mud at them and just try and knock them down. So it's a weird thing we do to these human beings, I think. I don't know the answer, but I find it odd and fascinating.
And it's interesting that you say that, because men being angry, say with their hand out with paparazzi, that is more acceptable to us than a woman being angry as well in public. And so that's another layer of that sort of magnifying glass and judgment.
Yeah, 100%. Men are certainly allowed, and I think through history have been allowed to be angry without it meaning anything. Whereas a woman, it always tends to be attached to, is this a mental health crisis? Is this, the start of a breakdown? And it's just feeding this idea, again, that women are weaker. And it's frustrating for me, I think, to see it all. But you can't help but sort of be sucked into these stories. And you see a big headline and you're like, oh, no, what's happened here? And actually, how true is it?
So, yeah, I found myself, it was really interesting, especially with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing, because I was really staying away from it. And then I heard something and I clicked on one hashtag, and there was such, I can really see how people would really look, oh wow, and everything was feeding towards that and adding more and more evidence as they saw it towards that one side. And then you see the other side. And so then I decide, well, I'm actually going to listen to this evidence myself.
Yes.
And then I completely changed my mind.
It's so hard though, wasn't it? Because they were both telling a completely different version of the same event. And one of them was lying, or perhaps neither of them were. And their interpretation of that event is just completely different. But one of the issues with social media, as you know, is this echo chamber. So we follow all the people that we like the views of, and then they like our views, and we all shout the same thing, and then it just makes us feel like we've got the truth because everyone believes us, but we're only around those people, and it feels like you can't have a different opinion anymore. You have to be on one side or the other. There's no, well, I don't know anymore. So it's a very interesting state of the world we're in, I think, with social media at the moment.
Well, I have a question for you on that front. Do you know the truth of Melanie Lang?
Of Is It Save Melanie or Help Peter? Oh, this is a really good question, because I wrote the book, you would think I would know, but I don't actually. I think some days I'm Save Melanie and some days I'm Help Peter. And I think a lot of people have their opinions, and someone asked me last night, is there a definite ending to the book? I don't want to be in a situation where I don't know. And I was like, no, there is definitely a definite ending. but I think it is a case of whose side are you on? So yeah, you could go either way. What about you?
Well, I am in that camp because I'm perennially this way. I will not be boxed in by yes or no. I do think it's, a bit of both.
Yeah, no, and exactly, so yeah.
Because things are always more complex than we would like to admit they are.
Yes, I completely agree.
Big gray areas in life, and especially family life, is very messy, and there are a lot of drivers. And you did such a good job of really layering that layering the family history and layering the complexities of the characters and what was driving them. So it really did, you know, this could have been a simplistic thing, but you actually made it quite compelling and complex. So
families are so messy, aren't they? That everyone's family is drama and mess. You know, no one has like this easy thing. There's always something in this. Everyone's got skeletons and closets. So yeah, it was great fun sort of thinking about not just where they are now in their lives, but how they got there and their motivations along the way. So yeah, I really enjoyed writing Melanie's sister, Zara, who is just a normal person on the sidelines of watching her sister be the most famous woman in the country. You know, what does that do to someone to sort of see your sibling be so successful in everything they do? And you're just, you know, you're just trying to do your job every day. So you can imagine there's a lot of jealousy there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, resentment might enter into it.
Yeah, and maybe it should.
Right, excellent. Well, as you say, we don't want to give the ending away. There is an ending, and I don't want to take anyone's joy away from them. But tell me about what drew you to writing.
Oh, well, I've been writing for years and years, and I was I wrote stories as a child, and I wrote my dreams down, and very sort of similar ideas that you would hear from most authors. I think, you know, in childhood, we generally were writing stories. And then I sort of forgot about it in my school and university life. And then I started working in an office and realized I hated it. So I very quickly went back to writing. And just that was my escape, really. I started writing romances in my early 20s, and they were so awful, but I thought they were amazing. And then, yeah, I've just been writing ever since then. So I've been writing for, about 15 years or so. And I've just, that's how you get better. You just keep writing and writing. And my stories have just got darker and darker and darker as they've gone on.
And I understand you're working on another novel.
I am. My LC North book 2 is coming out in the spring of 2024, which feels like a really long time away, but it's going to fly by. So yes, but obviously the focus is The Ugly Truth. I'm doing lots of publicity and there's lots of excitement about that because it's out now.
Excellent. And another string to your bow is you are a thriller lover. So tell me about your podcast, In Suspense.
Oh, yes. So In Suspense is a podcast for fans and writers of crime fiction. And it's myself and two other fantastic thriller authors called Nikki Smith and Leslie Cara. And they are, the three of us get together. Often we'll just do two at a time. So we've got one of us has got a break, so we're all quite busy. And we have guests on and have a topic. So sometimes the topic is something like sex in thrillers, how much is too much, or like how to get a TV deal from your book. So we try and have topics which we think are interesting, and I think they normally are. And we talk about social media as well, and I think it's probably geared more towards being for authors and writers, but I think we interview guests about their books as well. So we love it, and it's connected me to so many more people, and I just know so many more authors now, so I'm so pleased.
Excellent, fantastic. Well, good luck with The Ugly Truth by LC North.
Thank you, Donna.
And thank you for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's been brilliant. Yeah, so the book is out in supermarkets and in bookshops right now.
Fantastic. And if you go to www.radiogorgeous.com, you'll find the interview and all the information about LC North.
Oh, thank you so much.